Good evening.
Good afternoon.
How is everybody?
Var en Heidi?
Thank you so much to all of you and Pastor Jacob and the team for having us here in Denmark.
Tak til jer alle sammen og til Pastor Jacob og hele teamet for at have os her i Danmark.
And it's so nice to be with my husband as well. We often are always, well, mostly separated. So thank you for bringing us together.
Og det er så dejligt, at min mand også er med. Det er så tit, vi tjener to forskellige steder, så tak fordi I har sørget for, at han også er med.
I'm so excited for you to be able to hear him tomorrow. He has such a strong apostolic nation-breaking anointing.
Han, jeg er så begejstret over, at I skal høre ham til morgen, fordi han har sådan en apostolisk groundbreaking salvelse over sig.
He's going to bring something to Denmark that's going to open up your country.
Han kommer til at bringe noget til Danmark, og han kommer til at åbne jeres land.
I have a beautiful, we have a beautiful family. We have a picture of them there. We have two boys, as we said, Ezekiel is 14 and Caleb is 10.
Vi har en skøn familie, som det blev sagt, så er de henholdsvis 10 og 14 år gamle.
And they told us today we are not allowed to come back to Denmark unless we bring them with us.
Og de har sagt til os i dag, at vi har ikke tilladelse til at vende tilbage til Danmark, med mindre at de får lov til at rejse med.
Maybe one day.
Måske sker det en dag.
Denmark is so beautiful.
Danmark er så skøn.
I feel like I am your cousin.
Jeg har det som om jeg er jeres kusine.
I have a great grandmother who is Scandinavian.
Jeg har en oldemor som er fra Skandinavien.
So I said to my husband today, I feel like I found my people.
Og jeg sagde til min mand i dag, at det er som om jeg har fundet mit folk.
But as we were flying into Denmark yesterday, I looked up into the sky and there was an open heaven.
Og som vi nu fløj ind og skulle lande i går, så kiggede jeg op i himlen, og der var et åben himmel.
And I felt the heavens presence over this land.
Og jeg følte himlens nærvær over det her land.
I could hear the praises in the heavens rejoicing over Denmark.
Og jeg kunne høre at der var lovsang, der var tilbedelse over det her land.
God has an amazing plan for this country.
Gud har en fantastisk plan for det her land.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Og helvedes porte skal ikke overvinde.
Against the prophetic word for this land.
Over det profetiske ord som er for det her land.
So tonight I want to talk and remind you that you are chosen.
Så i aften vil jeg tale om og minde jer om at I er udvalgte.
Denmark has been chosen.
Danmark er udvalgt.
You have been chosen.
I er udvalgte.
To bring an awakening to this land.
Til at bringe en vækkelse ind i det her land.
I want to talk from 1 Peter 2:9, the Passion Version. I'll read it out. It says, "But you are God's chosen treasure, priests who are kings, a spiritual nation set apart as God's devoted ones. He called you out of darkness to experience his marvelous light, and now he claims you as his very own. He did this so that you would broadcast his glorious wonders throughout the world."
Og der står i 1. Peter 2:9 fra den her oversættelse, "Men I er Guds udvalgte skat, præster som er konger, en åndelig nation sat til side som Guds hengivne mennesker. Han kaldte jer ud af mørket til at erfare hans vidunderlige lys, og nu gør han krav på jer som sine helt egne. Han gjorde det, så I kan broadcaste, forkynde hans herlige vidunder ud i hele verden."
This verse talks about who you are and what you're meant to do.
Det her taler om hvem du er og hvad det er meningen du skal være.
The first thing it says is that we are God's chosen treasure.
Det første der står er at vi er Guds udvalgte skat.
You were chosen by God.
Du er udvalgt af Gud.
To be precious.
Til at være skøn og værdifuld.
If you ever think that you are not good enough or you don't qualify, those are lies because you are his chosen treasure.
Så hvis du nogensinde tror at du ikke er god nok eller du ikke er kvalificeret nok, så er det en løgn, fordi du er Guds udvalgte skat.
It doesn't matter what you've gone through or what you're going through, he has still chosen you.
Det er lige meget hvad du har gået igennem eller hvad du går igennem lige nu, så har han stadigvæk udvalgt jer.
He thinks you're so precious and so priceless. He died with his life for you.
Han synes du er så værdifuld at han gav sit liv for dig.
So this lie that we're not good enough is from the devil.
Så den løgn der hedder at du ikke er god nok, den er fra djævlen.
Because you are his chosen treasure.
Fordi du er hans udvalgte skat.
When I was growing up, I did not feel like God's chosen treasure.
Da jeg voksede op, så følte jeg mig ikke som Guds udvalgte skat.
I was born in New Zealand.
Jeg er født på New Zealand.
And I have a Australian father.
Og jeg har en australsk far.
I grew up in the Philippines.
Og jeg voksede op på Filippinerne.
Went to an American school.
Og gik på en amerikansk skole.
And lived in a Chinese compound.
Og levede i et kinesisk ejendom.
I have a Scandinavian great grandmother.
Og jeg har en skandinavisk oldemor.
And an Arab great grandfather.
Og en arabisk tipoldefar.
Clearly I got the genes of the Scandinavian.
Jeg har helt sikkert generne fra det skandinaviske.
But I did not like my life.
Men jeg kunne ikke lide mit liv.
I was a daughter of a missionary.
Jeg var datter af en missionær.
And I never felt like I could fit in.
Og jeg oplevede aldrig at jeg sådan kunne passe ind.
I was not American enough to be American.
Jeg var ikke amerikansk nok til at kunne være amerikaner.
Not New Zealand or Australian enough to fit in there.
Og heller ikke New Zealander eller australier til ligesom kunne passe ind der.
The Filipinos would just stare at me and often cut my hair to keep the blonde lock, the blonde hair.
Og filippinerne, de ville bare kigge på mig, og så ville de klippe mit hår af, fordi de ville have fat i det her blonde hår.
In fact, my father would use my sister and I to walk down the villages in the Philippines so that all the Filipinos would come out and see the walking dolls.
Faktisk så ville min far bruge min søster og jeg til at gå ned gennem de her filippinske landsbyer, fordi så ville landsbyboerne komme og kigge på de her vandrende hunde.
We would lead them into the church and then he would preach.
Okay. Der dukker. Ja, okay, det er også bedre.
But I didn't think that was very good.
Men jeg synes ikke det var særlig rart.
And I didn't feel like chosen treasure.
Og jeg oplevede ikke at jeg var en udvalgt skat.
I used to ask God, why did you make my life like this?
Og jeg plejede at spørge Gud, hvorfor gjorde du mit liv sat sammen på den her måde?
Why can't I fit in?
Hvorfor kan jeg ikke passe ind?
But now I look at my life and I realize why he made my life like that.
Men nu ser jeg på mit liv og jeg forstår hvorfor at han skabte mit liv på den her måde.
For he made me marry a man who was born in Singapore, Indian ethnicity, from Malaysia and grew up in Australia.
Ja, for han fik mig til at blive gift med en det kan jeg ikke huske. Sorry.
Born in Singapore.
Født i Singapore.
Indian ethnicity.
Og indisk oprindelse.
From Malaysia.
Fra Malaysia.
Grew up in Australia.
Og vokset op i Australien. Der har vi den.
And now we live in two nations.
Og nu bor vi i to nationer.
And I fit in both.
Og jeg passer ind i den begge to.
Because of my upbringing.
Fordi jeg voksede op på den måde jeg gjorde.
What you think may be a curse.
Det I tror måske er en forbandelse.
Is actually maybe a blessing.
Det kan være en velsignelse.
Because he has chosen you.
Fordi han har udvalgt dig.
To bring the reality of God to your world.
Til at bringe Guds virkelighed til verden.
The second thing this verse says is that we are priests who are kings.
Den anden ting som der står her, det at vi er præster som er konger.
Priests.
Præster.
Who are kings.
Som er konger.
Priests who serve.
Præster som tjener.
But with great authority.
Men med stor autoritet.
We must be full of humility.
Vi må være fuld af ydmyghed.
Like a servant.
Som en tjener.
Like a minister.
Som en der tjener.
But with great authority.
Men med stor autoritet.
Knowing who we are.
Som ved hvem vi er.
Those of you that are in the marketplace.
De af jer som er ude på i handelsområderne.
You are priests.
I er præster.
In your marketplace.
Ude når I er ude at handle.
But you also are a king.
Men du er også en konge.
There was a man in the early 1800s.
Der var en mand i det tidlige 1800.
Who started out as a humble soap maker.
Som var startede ud som en ydmyg sæbemager.
He was from a very poor family.
Og han kom fra en meget fattig familie.
And when he was 16, he left home to work in this soap company.
Og da han var 16 år gammel, så forlod han sit hjem for at arbejde i det her sæbefirma.
His mother said, every cent you get, you must dedicate 10% to the Lord.
Og hans mor sagde, hver eneste cent du tjener, der skal du dedikere 10% til Herren.
So his first week he made $1.
Og i den første uge, der tjente han $1.
He put those 10 cents to the Lord.
Og han gav de der 10 cents til Herren.
As he began to work in the company, he began to get promoted.
Og som han nu arbejdede sig op i firmaet så og blev forfremmet.
Till one day he became the partner. They offered him to be the partner in the company.
Indtil de en dag tilbød ham at blive partner i firmaet.
Then the partner died.
Og partneren døde på et tidspunkt.
And he took over the whole company.
Og han overtog hele firmaet.
He called his accountant in and he decided to start a bank account called Jesus.
Og han kaldte sin regnskabsfører ind og sagde at han gerne ville til at begynde en konto der hedder Jesus.
He made a decision that all his profit would go 10% of his profit would go into this Jesus account.
Og han besluttede, at 10% af hele hans overskud skulle sættes ind på den her Jesus-konto.
To resource his local church.
For at støtte den lokale kirke.
And missionaries around the world.
Og missionærer rundt om på i verden.
His business began to grow.
Og hans firma begyndte at vokse.
He thought, I'm doing so well, I'll give 2/3 of my profit.
Og han tænkte, ja, det går så godt, nu vil jeg give 2/3 af min profit.
Then he did even better.
Og så gik det endnu bedre.
So he ended up giving 50% of all his profit to the Lord.
Og han endte med at give 50% til Herren.
And his business became so popular.
Og hans firma blev så populær.
That you may know him because you might have used his product today.
Og I kender ham måske, fordi han måske brugt hans produkter i dag.
William Colgate.
Det er William Colgate.
He was a priest.
Han var præst.
Who was a king.
Som var en konge.
He was dedicated to the Lord.
Han var overgivet til Herren.
And did more than just 10%.
Og han gav mere end bare de 10%.
And God blessed him.
Og Gud velsignede ham.
And even hundreds of years later.
Og selv flere hundrede år senere.
His product is still used.
Så bliver hans produkter stadigvæk brugt.
All over the world.
Over hele verden.
You are priests.
Du er en præst.
Who are kings.
Som er en konge.
Pastors in this place.
Præster som er her i
You
stedet.
Are leading priests.
I leder præster.
Who are kings.
Som er konger.
And the next part says we are part of a spiritual nation.
Og det næste der står i verset er at vi er en del af en åndelig nation.
The definition of a nation is a large group of people in of the same race.
Og definitionen af en nation det er at man er en stor gruppe af mennesker som er den samme race.
Who share the same language.
Som har det samme sprog.
Traditions and history.
Traditioner og historie.
And government.
Og regering, ledelse.
We are a large group of people.
Vi er en stor gruppe af mennesker.
There are 2.4 billion Christians in the world right now.
Der er 2,4 milliarder kristne i verden i dag.
We are from the same heavenly race.
Vi er fra det samme himmelske.
We use the same language.
Vi bruger det samme sprog.
Language like faith.
Vi bruger ordet tro.
Power of the Holy Spirit.
Kraft i Helligånden.
Filled with his presence.
Fyldt med hans nærvær.
Signs, wonders and anointing.
Tegn og under og salvelse.
Same language.
Det er det samme sprog.
We celebrate the same traditions.
Vi fejrer de samme traditioner.
Christmas and Easter.
Jul og påske.
We share the same history.
Vi har den samme historie.
We've all said yes to Jesus.
Vi har alle sammen sagt ja til Jesus.
Said the salvation prayer.
Og bedt frelsens bøn.
And we all follow the same leader.
Og vi har alle fulgt den samme leder.
Jesus.
Jesus.
We are a spiritual nation.
Vi er en åndelig nation.
Before we are Danish.
Før vi er danske.
We are heavenly citizens.
Så er vi himmelske borgere.
We are brothers and sisters.
Vi er brødre og søstre.
A spiritual nation.
En åndelig nation.
So we should all talk the same.
Så vi skulle tale på samme måde.
They should know us by our love.
Og de skal kende, andre skal kende os på vores kærlighed.
And our beliefs.
Og vores tro.
We are also set apart.
Vi er også sat til side.
We should be different to the world.
Vi skal være forskellige fra verden.
We should sound different to our unsaved family.
Og vi skulle lyde anderledes over for vores ufrelste familie.
We should have different beliefs to our work our colleagues.
Og vi skal have en anden tro i forhold til vores
who don't know the Lord.
Kollegaer som ikke kender Herren.
We should be different in our convictions.
Og vi skal være forskellige i vores overbevisning.
Because we've been set apart.
Fordi vi er blevet sat til side.
Sometimes we spend so much energy trying to fit in.
Nogle gange så bruger vi så meget tid på at prøve at passe ind.
Sometimes as leaders we try to fit in.
Og nogle gange som ledere så prøver vi at passe ind.
To the complaints of the people.
Og i forhold til de klager som folk de kommer med.
But we've been set apart.
Men vi er blevet sat til side.
You're supposed to sound different.
Du skal lyde anderledes.
You're supposed to believe differently.
Det er meningen, du skal tro anderledes.
Because we've been set apart.
Fordi vi er blevet sat til side.
You might think there's something wrong with you.
Du tænker måske der er noget galt med dig.
Because you feel different to the others around.
Fordi du føler dig anderledes end dem der er omkring dig.
You believe for greater.
Du tror på noget større.
Then you talk to others and they say don't believe so don't believe such great stuff.
Og du tror måske på noget større, og så siger de andre omkring dig, lad være med at gøre det.
No, believe your city will be saved.
Nej, tro på at din by vil blive frelst.
Believe that sickness will leave Denmark.
Tro på at sygdom det vil forlade det.
Believe that those in bondage will be free.
Tro på at dem som er fangne, at de bliver frie.
Because you've been set apart.
Fordi du er blevet sat til side.
You're also God's devoted ones.
Du er også Guds hengivne mennesker.
He wants, all your devotion.
Han ønsker al din hengivenhed.
That is why he's so pleased that you're here in these last few days.
Det er derfor han glæder sig sådan over at I er her og har været her de sidste dage.
Because he loves you being devoted.
Fordi han elsker at I er hengivne.
If he had only just a few devoted people.
Hvis han kun havde nogle få hengivne mennesker.
He could turn a whole city upside
down. Så kunne han vende en hel by op og ned.
People that are so devoted to him.
Mennesker som er så hengivne til ham.
That they will not let fear.
At de ikke lader frygt.
Talk to them.
Tale til dem.
That they will believe with faith.
At de vil tro med tro.
What God has taught them. God has shown them.
Hvad Gud har vist dem.
We are devoted ones.
Vi er overgivende, hengivende.
One of my heroes is Catherine Coleman.
En af mine heroer er Catherine Coleman.
Yeah. Did she come to Denmark?
Har hun været i Danmark?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Yeah, wow. She had an amazing ministry.
Hun havde en fantastisk tjeneste.
And she was very devoted to the Lord.
Og var meget overgivet til Herren.
But then one day her devotion kind of went a little bit this way.
Men så en dag så begyndte hendes hengivenhed at falde lidt af på den.
She met a man.
Hun mødte en mand.
And he was very handsome.
Og han var meget flot.
And suave.
Og lækker.
And he convinced her to marry him.
Og han overbeviste hende om at de skulle giftes.
And so she married this man.
Og de blev gift.
Only to find out he had been married before.
Kun for at finde ud af, at han havde været gift før.
And it devastated her.
Og hun var ødelagt over det.
Not only that, when they got married, he took her off the stage.
Alene det, at da de blev gift, så kom hun væk fra scenen.
So she would have to sit there and listen to him preach.
Så nu skulle hun sidde dernede og lytte til, at han prædikede.
And she would weep and weep.
Og hun græd og græd.
Not because she didn't get to preach.
Ikke fordi hun ikke måtte prædike.
She knew that her devotion to God had gone a little bit off course.
Men fordi hun vidste at hendes hengivenhed var faldet lidt af på den.
She was in such agony about this.
Og hun havde det så svært med det.
And wrestled with it.
Og kæmpede med det.
That she ended up leaving him.
At hun faktisk endte med at forlade manden.
And picking up her call again.
Og samlede op på hendes kald.
Of being devoted to God.
Og være fuldstændig overgivet
til Gud. But it wasn't easy for her.
Men det var ikke let for hende.
When she started her ministry, she would be preaching on the stage.
Da hun startede hendes tjeneste, så ville hun prædike fra scenen.
And in those days they didn't have Instagram. You have Instagram here.
Ja. Og på det tidspunkt havde de ikke Instagram.
Or WhatsApp.
Eller WhatsApp.
And so gossip was a little bit slower.
Så sladder, det tog lidt længere tid at komme frem til præsterne.
So the pastor would be on the front row like Pastor
Jacob. Så præsten ville sidde ligesom Jakob gør her foran.
And someone would come up the front.
Og så ville der komme nogen op til foran.
Whisper to the pastor.
Og hviske noget i ørerne til præsten.
While she's preaching.
Mens hun prædikede.
Pastor would come up on the stage.
Og så ville præsten komme op på scenen.
Grab the mic off her.
Tag mikrofonen væk fra hende.
And say no divorced woman is preaching on my stage.
Der er ingen skilte kvinder der skal prædike fra min scene.
Now Catherine Coleman is a woman of great grace.
Catherine Coleman har meget nåde i sig.
I would have grabbed the mic back.
Jeg ville have taget mikrofonen tilbage.
And said, "Well, you can all go to hell."
Men jeg siger, I kan alle sammen gå til helvede.
I quit.
Jeg siger op.
But not Catherine Coleman.
Men Catherine Coleman gjorde det ikke.
She would walk off with grace.
Hun ville gå ned meget nådefuldt.
And get back at it again.
Og gå i gang næste sted.
She was devoted to God.
Hun var overgivet til Gud.
And God blessed her.
Og Gud velsignede hende.
And she filled stadiums.
Og hun fyldte stadier.
With people med getting healed and knowing the Lord.
Og som kendte Herren.
Your passion might have gone a little bit, devotion might have gone a little bit this way.
Din passion og din hengivenhed er måske faldet lidt af på den.
Bring it back.
Men få det tilbage.
Go back to your first love.
Gå tilbage til din første kærlighed.
Those encounters you had.
De møder du har haft.
When you first got saved.
Da du først blev frelst.
Those dreams you had.
De drømme du havde.
When you first got saved.
Da du blev frelst.
About this city.
Omkring
about
den her
this
by.
Nation.
Omkring nationen.
Go back to it because he's calling you to be his devoted one.
Gå tilbage til det, for han kalder dig til at være hans hengivne mennesker.
Because you are his very own, it says.
Fordi I er hans helt egne, står der.
He claims you as his own.
Han gør krav på jer som sin egne.
So you're not alone.
Så du er ikke alene.
Even though it feels sometimes like we can be alone.
Selvom det nogle gange føles som om at man kan være alene.
You are not alone.
Du er ikke alene.
He paid for you with a price.
Han betale for dig med prisen.
If you are somewhere and you feel so alone,
hvis du er et sted, hvor du føler dig så alene,
ask the Lord to open your eyes,
så bed Herren om at åbne dine øjne,
so you can see that more are with you than against you.
Så du kan se, at der er flere med dig, end der er imod dig.
You feel alone in your workplace,
hvis du føler dig alene der, hvor du arbejder,
in your family,
i din familie,
in your church,
i din kirke,
in your marriage,
i dit ægteskab.
Just remember that he has called you as his very own.
Så husk, at han har udvalgt dig og kaldt dig til at være hans helt egen.
You are not alone.
Du er ikke alene.
I recently interviewed an interesting man.
Jeg interviewede en interessant mand her for nylig.
Who was not a Christian.
Som ikke var en kristen.
When he went into surgery.
Og da han skulle opereres.
And he died for a few minutes.
Og han døde faktisk i nogle få minutter.
When he died, he experienced a encounter with Jesus.
Da han, mens han var død, oplevede han et møde med Jesus.
He saw this man standing in front of him.
Han så den her mand stå foran sig.
And he called out to the man, "My father."
Og han kaldte ud til den her mand og sagde, "Min far."
And then suddenly he went back into his body.
Og så vendte han pludselig tilbage til sin eget legeme.
And he was brought back to life.
Og han blev bragt tilbage til livet.
He was wondering, "Why did I call this guy my father?"
Og han overvejede og undrede sig over, hvorfor kaldte jeg den her fyr min far?
He's not my father.
Han er ikke min far.
So he began a quest.
Så han begyndte at lave en undersøgelse.
To find what religion,
hvilken religion,
had a father.
Som har en far.
He googled.
Og han googlede.
And found Christianity.
Og han fandt kristendom.
He walked into our church.
Og han kom ind i vores kirke.
And he heard the gospel.
Og han hørte evangeliet.
And he was able to receive Jesus as his Lord and
Savior.
Og han
var i stand til at modtage Herren som sin herre og frelser.
Jesus claimed him at his very own before he even acknowledged Jesus.
Jesus gjorde krav på ham som hans helt egen, endda før han kendte Jesus.
You too can have stories like that in this nation.
Og I kan have de samme historier her i den her nation.
Where God can go beyond the timeline.
Fordi hvor Gud går foran tidslinjen.
And reach into eternity.
Og rækker ind i evigheden.
And give people an encounter with God.
Og giver mennesker et møde med Gud.
You are chosen.
Du er valgt, udvalgt.
Because he called you out of darkness.
For han kaldte dig ud af mørket.
He's calling some of you out of darkness tonight.
Han kalder nogen af jer ud af mørket i aften.
Sometimes as a Christian we can agree with darkness.
Nogle gange når vi er kristne, så kan vi godt have med mørket at gøre.
We can maintain darkness.
Og vi kan faktisk også bibeholde det.
Darkness that can just be around us.
Mørket kan være omkring os.
Confusion.
Forvirring.
Fear.
Frygt.
Anxiety.
Frygt.
Self-hatred.
Selvhad.
Negativity.
Negativitet.
Suicidal thoughts.
Selvmordstanker.
These are voices of darkness.
Det er stemmer fra mørket.
That if we don't disagree with them.
Og hvis vi ikke siger fra over for dem.
They can torment our life.
Så kan de torturere vores liv.
And we may never ever tell anybody.
Og måske fortæller vi det ikke til nogen som helst.
And live in silent hell.
Og vi lever bare i et helvede ved siden af.
There was a girl that I prayed for.
Der var en pige som jeg bad for.
Who was having the same nightmare every night.
Som havde det samme mareridt hver eneste nat.
That she would die in childbirth.
At hun ville dø da hun skulle føde.
It was the same nightmare every night. For 20 years.
Det var det samme mareridt hver eneste nat i 20 år.
She lived with this torment.
Og hun levede med det her, den her tortur.
Until we prayed with her.
Indtil vi bad med hende.
And the darkness left.
Og mørket forsvandt.
And she never had that dream again.
Og hun havde aldrig den drøm igen.
We had another guy that we prayed for.
Der var en anden fyr, som vi bad for.
And he was one of our pastors.
Og han var en af vores præster.
And he struggled to read his Bible.
Og han havde svært ved at læse sin bibel.
And pray.
Og bede.
He said to me he used to get really guilty.
Og han sagde, jeg oplever mig meget, jeg har meget skyld over det.
When he would hear me say.
Når han hører mig sige.
You gotta read your Bible.
Du er nødt til at læse din bibel.
But he felt this heaviness on him.
Men der var sådan en tunghed over
and
ham.
He have to strive.
Og han skulle virkelig kæmpe for.
To read the word.
For at læse ordet.
Rely on discipline.
Og skulle ligesom holde fast i disciplinen omkring det.
But he didn't enjoy it.
Men han nød det ikke.
When we told this darkness to go,
og da vi bad mørket om at gå,
a lid lifted off him,
så løftede et låg af sig.
And for the first time, he said he could not stop reading the Word of God.
Og for første gang så oplevede han ikke kunne holde op med at læse Guds ord.
Sometimes darkness can sit on us like a lid.
Nogle gange så mørket sidder på os ligesom som et låg.
And we think there's something wrong with us.
Og vi tror der er noget galt med os.
But all we got to do is command it to go.
Men alt hvad vi skal gøre det er at befale det at tage og gå væk.
And receive victory.
Og modtage sejren.
Because it says to experience his marvelous light.
Fordi der står her at vi skal opleve hans vidunderlige lys.
Do you remember the moment you experienced that marvelous light?
Kan du huske det øjeblik da du oplevede hans vidunderlige lys?
When the marvelous light comes in, darkness has to leave.
Da det vidunderlige lys kom ind, der forsvandt mørket.
Marvelous light is not just a one-off encounter.
Vidunderligt lys er ikke kun i det her møde.
We should be constantly experiencing his marvelous light.
Vi skulle hele tiden opleve det her vidunderlige lys.
Because we live in a world full of darkness.
Fordi vi lever i en verden fuld af mørke.
And it's easy for darkness to come and attach itself.
Og det er så let for mørket at komme og sætte sig fast.
If we're not careful.
Hvis ikke vi er forsigtige.
So by experiencing his marvelous light.
Så ved at opleve hans vidunderlige lys.
Darkness has to flee.
Så er mørket nødt til at gå.
I prayed for a lady once.
Jeg bad for en kvinde engang.
Who had a stroke on half her face.
Jeg bad for en kvinde som var blevet lam, halvsidig lammet.
She had a real hard time talking.
Og det var blevet rigtig svært for hende at tale.
And she told me that this stroke came on her when she was 13 years old.
Og hun oplevede det her anfald da hun var 13 år gammel.
She discovered that her father was not her real father.
Det var da hun fandt ud af at hendes far ikke var hendes rigtige far.
And trauma came upon her.
Og det her traume ramte hende.
And from that moment she half her face was like a stroke.
Ja. Og så for det øjeblik af der var hun halvsidig lammet i ansigtet.
So we prayed for that trauma that entered into her at 14 to leave her.
Så vi bad for den tortur der kom ind i hendes liv om at det skulle forsvinde.
And there was lots of noise.
Og der var masser af larm.
But after 10 minutes.
Men efter 10 minutter.
Of her clinging onto me.
Hvor hun holdt godt fast på
mig.
Og græd.
Lots of noises.
Og masser af larm.
She lifted up her head.
Så løftede hun sit hoved.
And in perfect English.
Og i perfekt på perfekt engelsk.
She said, "What just happened to me?"
Så sagde hun, hvad skete der med mig?
I said, "Jesus just gave you your life back."
Og jeg sagde, Jesus gav lige dit liv tilbage til dig.
There's something powerful when you experience his marvelous light.
Der er noget fantastisk kraftfuldt i det når du oplever hans vidunderlige lys.
I had another lady.
Der var en anden kvinde.
Who came up to me.
Som kom op til
mig. And around her neck she had six pendants. Six circles.
Okay. Like necklace. Omkring hendes nak der havde hun seks cirkler.
Yeah, like circles.
Circles.
With names on them.
Med navne på.
She said these are my six miscarriages.
Og det var navne på de seks børn, som hun havde mistet ved ufrivillig abort.
She said, "I can't have a baby."
Og hun sagde, jeg kan ikke få et barn.
So we began to pray.
Så vi begyndte at bede.
We canceled the spirit of death in her womb.
Og vi befalede over det her død, der var over hendes liv.
We canceled every curse in her family line.
Og den forbandelse der var i hendes familie.
And she immediately felt this freedom come upon her.
Og med det samme begyndte hun at opleve den her frihed som kom over hende.
She just emailed me a few weeks ago to say she is 7 months pregnant and all healthy.
Og hun emailede mig for 7 måneder siden og fortalte at alt er godt.
There's something powerful when you experience his marvelous light.
Der er noget kraftfuldt når du oplever hans vidunderlige lys.
You don't have to live with that fear.
Du behøver ikke at leve med den frygt.
You don't have to live with the oppression.
Og du behøver ikke at leve med den tyngde.
Depression.
Depression.
Anxiety.
Angst.
Eating disorders.
Spiseforstyrrelser.
Nightmares.
Mareridt.
You don't have to listen. You don't have to live with that.
Du behøver ikke at leve med det.
When you experience his marvelous light.
Når du oplever hans vidunderlige lys.
I was praying for our youth pastor and she has a condition where half her body is shorter than the other.
Jeg bad for en ungdomspræst som havde den sygdom at halvdelen af hendes krop var kortere end den anden halvdel.
So she always would stand like this.
Så hun ville altid stå på den her måde.
And she came to me to pray against darkness that she had felt in her life.
Og hun kom op til mig fordi hun gerne ville have jeg skulle bede om imod det mørke hun oplevede i sit liv.
We weren't even praying for her body.
Vi bad faktisk ikke engang for hendes krop.
But as we commanded that darkness to leave.
Men som vi befalede det der mørke til at forsvinde.
She felt this fire on her body.
Så oplevede den her ild på hendes krop.
Well, I left her and said, "Okay, that's great."
Og da jeg forlod hende, så var det bare, ja, det er fint.
And I went to pray for someone else.
Og så gik jeg over for at bede for en anden.
She got up.
Og hun rejste sig.
She looked at her body.
Og hun kiggede på sin krop.
She put her hands out like this.
Og hun rakte sine hænder frem sådan her.
And for the first time in her life, her hands matched up.
Og for den første gang i sit liv, der var de lige lange.
She started screaming.
Hun begyndte at skrige.
Saying my hands match.
Hun sagde, mine hænder passer sammen.
We're like, great.
Ja, jeg sagde, yeah, great.
But we didn't realize.
Men vi indså ikke.
That her whole life.
Men at she'd hele lived like liv, this. Så havde hun levet sådan her.
She went to the doctors.
Så hun havde været ved lægerne.
And they couldn't believe it.
Og de kunne ikke tro det.
A condition that she was born with.
En tilstand som hun var født med.
Had to leave her.
Måtte forlade hende.
When darkness left her.
Og da mørket forlod hende.
And she had experienced.
Og hun erfarede.
His marvelous life.
Det vidunderlige lys.
I'm going to ask the band to come up.
Jeg vil gerne bede om at musikken kommer herop.
The last thing I want to say.
Og den sidste ting jeg gerne vil sige.
Is that all of this is so that we can broadcast his glorious wonders.
Alt det her det sker for at vi kan forkynde hans vidunderlige mirakler.
You've been chosen.
Du er blevet udvalgt.
To broadcast.
Til at forkynde.
His glorious wonders.
Hans mirakuløse vidunder.
That is your purpose.
Det er dit formål.
In Denmark.
I Danmark.
To broadcast.
At forkynde. Broadcaste.
His glorious.
Hans herlige.
Wonders.
Mirakler.
When a nation experiences a group of people that are broadcasting the glorious wonders.
Når en nation oplever, at der er en gruppe mennesker, der forkynder hans vidunderlige mirakler.
Darkness has to flee.
Så må mørket forsvinde.
I want to tell you a story.
Jeg vil gerne fortælle jer en historie.
About a man in the Philippines.
Om en mand i Filippinerne.
In 1953.
I 1954.
See, in the Philippines.
53.
In the Philippines during the 1950s.
I 1950'erne på Filippinerne.
Spirit-filled, Pentecostal, charismatic churches.
Der var meget åndsfyldte, karismatiske kirker.
Were very small.
Som var meget små.
The Filipinos.
Filippinerne.
Didn't really gel with that type of church.
Og de havde ikke rigtig taget imod den her slags kirker.
So most of those churches were 20, 30, 40, 50 people.
Så de fleste kirker, de var med 20, 30, 40, 50 medlemmer.
There was a young girl who was put into one of the main prisons there.
Og der var en ung pige, som blev sat ind i en af deres større fængsler.
For a small crime she'd
done. For en meget lille kriminalitet, som hun havde gjort.
In that prison, something bit her.
Men og i det fængsel var der noget, der bed hende.
They didn't know what it was, but there was bite marks on her.
De vidste ikke, hvad det var, men der var bidemærker på hende.
And a great strength would come upon her.
Og der ville komme en stor styrke over hende.
And she could throw men off her.
Og hun kunne kaste mænd af sig.
And she would go crazy.
Og hun gå helt bananas.
And she literally lost her mind.
Og hun gik fra forstanden, rent faktisk.
The government were so distraught about this.
Og regeringen var meget bekymret for det her.
As the media had found out.
Fordi medierne havde fundet ud omkring det her.
That they flew scientists from all over the world.
At de faktisk fløj videnskabsmænd ind fra hele verden.
To analyze her.
For at analysere hende.
To see what sickness she had.
Og for at finde ud af hvilken sygdom hun havde.
And if they could fix it.
Og om de kunne gøre hende rask igen.
The scientists said they'd never seen anything like this.
Og videnskabsmændene sagde, at vi har aldrig set noget lignende.
And they couldn't do a thing.
Og de kunne ikke gøre noget.
So they brought the witch doctor in.
Så fik de heksedoktoren ind.
And the witch doctor tried his thing.
Og heksedoktoren forsøgte med sin ting.
And the girl ended up killing the witch doctor.
Og pigen endte med at dræbe heksedoktoren.
By telling the witch doctor in 24 hours you will be dead.
Ved at sige at han ville være død i løbet af 24 timer.
Within 24 hours the witch doctor was dead.
Og i løbet af de 24 timer der var heksedoktoren
død.
So
a great fear came over the land.
Så der var stor frygt ud over hele landet.
That this girl had power.
At den her pige havde kraft.
And they couldn't do anything about it.
Og de kunne ikke gøre noget ved det.
So there was a young pastor there.
Så var der en ung præst.
And the Holy Spirit told him to go to the prison.
Og Helligånden sagde til ham han skulle tage ind til det her fængsel.
And pray over this girl.
Og bede for den pige.
So he went to the mayor.
Så han gik hen til borgmesteren.
And he said, "I'm going to go into the prison and pray for this girl."
Og sagde, jeg kommer til at tage hen til det her fængsel og bede for den her.
Mayor said, "No way."
Og borgmesteren sagde, overhovedet ikke.
She's dangerous.
Hun er farlig.
She'll kill you.
Hun vil dræbe dig.
She killed the witch doctor.
Hun har jo dræbt heksedoktoren.
What makes you think she won't kill you?
Hvorfor tror du, at hun ikke vil dræbe dig?
He said, "Please just give me a chance."
Og han sagde, giv mig lige en chance.
So the finally after a lot of convincing the mayor said sure.
Og efter noget mere snak så gav borgmesteren tilladelse.
So this pastor goes into the cell.
Så præsten går ind i cellen.
And this girl demonstrates her power.
Og pigen demonstrerer hendes magt.
And he tried to cast everything he could think of out of her.
Og han forsøgte at kaste alt det ud han kunne komme i tanke om ud af hende.
And nothing happened.
Og der skete ikke noget.
So he left the prison.
Så han forlod fængslet.
And the next day the headlines in the newspapers said.
Og så med næste dag i aviserne, der var der de her overskrifter.
The thing defies pastor.
The what?
The thing, they called it the thing.
Og tingen, altså pigen, overvandt præsten.
This pastor was so discouraged.
Og præsten var så mismodig over det her.
The Holy Spirit said, "Go back."
Og Helligånden sagde, "Gå tilbage."
Go again.
Tag afsted igen.
So he began to fast this time.
Så og han begyndte at faste den her gang.
Prayed up.
Og bad for det.
And went back to the prison.
Og så tog han tilbage til fængslet.
The mayor was laughing.
Og borgmesteren grinede bare af hende.
You're going back again?
Går du tilbage?
He said, "Give me one more time."
Han sagde, giv mig en chance mere.
See, some of us give up after once.
Se, nogle af os giver op efter første gang.
But sometimes you have to just go at it again.
Men nogle gange så må du bare gøre det en gang til.
When you know God's called you,
når du ved, at Gud
go
han har
back
kaldt
to
dig,
that city.
Så gå tilbage til
go
den
back
by.
To that church.
Gå tilbage til den kirke.
Go back to that family.
Gå tilbage til den familie.
Go back to that neighbor.
Gå tilbage til den nabo.
Go back again.
Gå tilbage igen.
So he goes back.
Så han tager tilbage.
And he cast that thing out of that girl.
Og han kastede den der ting ud af den pige.
And it was such a powerful deliverance.
Og det var en så kraftfuld udfrielse.
That she got her mind back.
At hun faktisk fik sin forstand tilbage.
The government were in shock.
Og regeringen var fuldstændig chokeret.
The mayor comes to the pastor.
Og borgmesteren opsøger præsten.
And says, "What do you want?"
Hvad ønsker du, siger han.
"You have just saved our country."
Du har lige reddet vores land.
The pastor said, "I want the big park down the road."
Og præsten sagde, jeg vil gerne have den store park nede
to run
ad vejen.
Crusades.
Og så jeg kan holde kampagner.
For the next few weeks.
I de næste uger.
And I need a church building.
Og jeg har brug for en kirkebygning.
There's a piece of land that I've been trying to get, but your government won't let me have it. Give it to me.
Der er et stykke land, som jeg har forsøgt at købe, og som jeg ikke har kunnet få lov til at købe. Giv det til mig.
The mayor said, "Done."
Og borgmesteren sagde, det får du.
So he goes to the crusade, the media find out.
Og han holdt de her kampagner, og medierne fandt ud af det.
And they decide to air the crusades.
Og de besluttede at broadcaste det.
Over the entire nation of the Philippines.
Så hele filippinske nation så det.
Over those 6 weeks in the crusade.
Og de 6 uger der var kampagne.
150,000.
Der var der 150,000 mennesker.
Gave their life to the Lord.
Som gav deres mennesker til Herren.
Not only that.
Og ikke kun det.
Churches around began to grow.
Kirken omkring begyndte at vokse.
5,000, 10,000, 20,000 people in churches.
5,000, 10,000, 20,000 mennesker i kirkerne.
One stronghold brought down.
Der var en fæstning der blev bragt
by
ned.
By one pastor.
Af en præst.
Broke the lid.
Og det skubbede låget væk.
Over an entire nation.
Over en hel nation.
And every church benefited.
Og alle kirker fik noget ud af det.
Come on, Denmark.
Kom så, Danmark.
This could be your story.
Det kan blive jeres historie.
This could break through for your nation.
Det er gennembrud for jeres
just
nation.
Takes one of you.
Det behøves bare
to
være en af jer.
To go back at it again.
Som går tilbage og gør det igen.
To broadcast.
Og forkynder.
His glorious wonders.
Hans herlige vidunder.
One deliverance.
En udfrielse.
The whole media find out.
Så og hele alle medierne finder ud af det.
And your churches could break open.
Og jeres kirker vil blive fuldstændig overflødet.
The Christians in the Philippines believe that Pastor Lester Sumrall broke a principality in that girl.
Og de kristne på Filippinerne, de tror at den her præst han brød en åndsmagt.
That even today you can go to the Philippines and the churches are very very large.
Så selv i dag når du tager til Filippinerne, så er kirkerne meget store.
I was praying for Denmark.
Jeg bad for Danmark.
And the Lord reminded me of that story.
Og Herren mindede mig om den her historie.
Some of you here will get put into a position.
Nogle af jer vil blive sat i en position.
Where you're going to have to take a step of faith.
Hvor du skal tage et skridt af tro.
Not listen to everybody around you.
Og ikke lytte til alle der er omkring dig.
And broadcast.
Og forkynde.
That marvelous light.
Det vidunderlige lys.
To a place full of darkness.
Til et sted fyldt med mørke.
And it will break something.
Og det vil bryde noget.
That will open up the lid over this nation.
Som vil fjerne låget over
and
den her
every
nation.
Every church will benefit.
Og enhver kirke vil få noget ud af det.
Come on, would you stand in this place? We thank you, God.
Vi takker dig, Gud.
That we are chosen.
At vi er udvalgte.
That the people of Denmark are chosen.
At nationen Danmark er udvalgt.
The people in this place are chosen.
De mennesker der er her er udvalgte.
I thank you, God.
Jeg takker dig, Gud.
That the stronghold in this nation is going to come down.
Og at de fæstningsværker der er over den her nation skal brydes.
A lid is going to break.
Og at låget skal bryde op.
Something is going to shift.
Der er noget der skal skifte sig.
And the floodgates of heaven are going to open.
Og at helvedes porte åbner sig.
Over this nation.
over den her nation.
That every building
will
be too small.
Vil være for lille.
What God is going to do.
På grund af det Gud han vil gøre.
With revival.
Med vækkelse.
Through this nation.
Igennem den her nation.
But right now.
Lige nu.
In order to be the people to bring this in.
Og for at være det folk der bringer det her til at ske.
Some of us have to disagree with darkness.
Så er der nogle af jer, der skal tage afstand fra mørket.
We gotta let go of some darkness.
Vi må give slip på noget mørke.
Maybe fear.
Måske frygt.
We've been making decisions based on fear.
Vi har taget beslutninger, som er baseret på frygt.
We've been leading through fear.
Og vi har ledt gennem frygt.
We're discouraged.
Og vi er mismodige.
And tired.
Og trætte.
God wants to strengthen you tonight.
Han ønsker at styrke dig i aften.
He wants to set you free from
fear. Han ønsker at sætte dig fri fra frygt.
Fill you with the boldness of
the Holy
Spirit. Og fylde
dig med frimodigheden fra Helligånden.
And a fresh fire to come in.
Og en frisk ild indenfra.
For your city.
For din by.
For your family.
For din familie.
And for your nation.
Og for din nation.
So right now, if you could just close
your eyes. Så lige nu, hvis I vil lukke jeres øjne.
You just feel like something needs to leave you. Maybe it's been nagging you the whole time I'm talking.
Og du måske er nødt til at skal noget forlade dig.
Now I just want you to raise your hand right now.
Så løft din hånd, så jeg kan se det.
Yeah. Okay. See, the way to command darkness to leave.
Måden at befale mørket og forlade dig.
The first thing to do is repent.
Det første du skal gøre, det er at omvende dig.
God, I'm so sorry.
Gud, jeg er virkelig ked af det.
That I agreed with darkness.
At jeg har tilladt mørket.
Then it's to renounce.
Og jeg vil gerne sige det fremmer.
I break my agreement with you, fear.
Og jeg bryder den frygt.
I renounce you.
Jeg står dig imod.
And then the last thing is to tell it to go.
Og det sidste det er at du skal sige du må gå, du skal forlade mig. Du skal forlade mit sind.
You're to leave my eyes.
Du skal forlade mine øjne.
My vision.
Min vision.
My ears.
Mine ører.
You're to leave my soul.
Du skal forlade min sjæl.
You are no longer welcome in my body.
Du er overhovedet ikke velkommen længere i min krop.
Break it. The power of God can come through and push this out of you.
Og Guds kraft kan ligesom komme igennem dig og skubbe det ud.
Even if you were born with it.
Selv hvis du var født med det.
It can still leave tonight.
Så kan det forlade dig i aften.
So as they begin to sing this song.
Så når musikeren begynder at synge den her sang.
I invite you to come to the front.
Så vil gerne invitere dig herop foran.
And we would love to pray with you.
Vi vil meget gerne bede sammen med dig.
Have that, even if it's I don't think I can do this.
Og selv hvis du har det som jeg tror ikke jeg kan gøre det her.
I hear that in jeg, here. I don't think I can do this.
Jeg hører det ligesom her og det her. Jeg tror ikke jeg kan gøre det.
That's doubt.
Det er tvivl.
That's unbelief.
Det er vantro.
Let us tell it to go.
Lad os sige til det,
so
det skal
you can
gå.
Leave this place.
Så du kan forlade det her sted.
Different.
Anderledes.
To the way you came.
End da du kom.
Some of you are going to have a great night's sleep tonight.
Og nogle af jer kommer til at sove fantastisk i nat.
That reoccurring nightmare.
Og de der gentagne mareridt, de stopper i aften.
Some of you are going to get healed tonight.
Nogle af jer bliver helbredt i aften.
As fear leaves you.
Og som frygten forlader dig.
Your allergy will leave you.
What?
Allergies.
Og allergier vil forlade dig.
Or sickness will go.
Og sygdom vil forlade dig.
As you tell anxiety to go.
Og som du nu fortæller at frygten skal gå.
So if you want us to pray.
Så hvis du gerne vil have vi skal bede.
You come as they begin
så,
to sing.
Så er sød at komme op foran. Vær frimodig til det.
I just feel that there's somebody here and you thinking of quitting.
Jeg oplever at der er en her som tænker på at give op.
I'm not sure what it is if you're a pastor or if you are in a business but you are at the end of yourself.
Jeg ved ikke om du er præst eller du er inde i forretningsområdet, men du er ligesom kommet til enden af hvad du selv kan.
In fact, even today you thought, you know what? I'm done.
Selv i dag har du tænkt, ved du hvad, jeg er bare færdig med det her.
The Lord wants you to know.
Herren vil at du skal vide.
Go back at it again.
Gå nu tilbage til det igen.
Don't quit.
Lad være med at give op.
Your breakthrough is close.
Dit gennembrud er meget tæt
You're
på.
You're almost there.
Du er der næsten.
Don't give up.
Giv ikke op.
The door will open.
Døren vil åbne.
Very soon.
Meget snart.
So the enemy is trying to steal your opportunity.
Så fjenden forsøger at stjæle din mulighed.
Because you're this close.
Fordi du er så tæt på.
You're this close.
Du er så tæt på.
So don't quit.
Så lad være med at give op.
Other someone else here and your problems with your children.
Der er en her som har problemer med dine børn.
Maybe it's an adult child.
Det er måske en voksen.
Away from the Lord.
Som er væk fra Herren.
And you've allowed guilt and condemnation.
Og du har tilladt at skyld og fordømmelse.
to make you feel bad.
Til at få dig til at føle dig skidt tilpas med
det. And affected your leadership.
Og det har haft indflydelse på dit lederskab.
In fact, sometimes you want to lead someone but you hear that voice say, who are you?
Nogle gange når du gerne vil lede nogen, så får du den her indre stemme der siger, hvem er du?
Your child's away from the Lord.
Dit barn er væk fra Herren.
You have no right to lead
du har ingen ret til at lede nogen som helst.
That is a lie from the devil.
Det er en løgn fra helvede.
You are anointed.
Du er salvet.
You are appointed.
Du er udvalgt.
And your child will come back to the Lord.
Og dit barn vil komme tilbage til Herren.
You just break that curse against
og
your child.
Bryder bare den forbandelse over dit barn.
And you claim that child back into your home.
Og du gør krav på dit barn tilbage ind i dit hjem.
No weapon formed against that child will prosper.
Og der er intet våben, som bliver smedet igennem imod det barn, som vil have succes.
The greatest struggle with children.
Den største kamp med børn.
Means a great destiny.
Det er der er en stor, der er et stort formål med det barn.
Yeah. Six years from the Lord me.
Jeg var 6 år væk fra Herren.
But my parents prayed faithfully.
Men mine forældre bad trofast.
And I came home.
Og jeg kom hjem.
Your child will come home.
Dit barn vil komme hjem.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Thank you, God. Can we sing?
Tak, kan vi synge?
Man, you can still come if you want.
I er velkommen til at komme frem.